And welcome to Philadelphia Focus. I'm Laura Lewis. And with us today, Marianne McGerty-Sieber. You know her as the Product Safety Investigator for the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. She's here all the time, and today she's not. You're on the phone.
Yes. As we all are.
It seems a little odd. I'm still in the studio, but almost everybody who's listening to this is going to be at home. The CPS, you've actually got guidelines, and you're there to help us, even though you're working from home yourself.
Of course. And you know what? As families are sort of refocusing their day-to-day lives on a basis, kids and schoolwork and activities around the house, and spending more time together, you know, we, of course, are increasing the amount of time that we're spending in or out our home. And with the restrictions that have been imposed in terms of social distancing, not going out, you know, as much as, you know, we're normally used to, going to work, kids going to school, going to activities, all of that has now refocused in and around the house. And families are beginning to look and see, hey, what's happening around here? Let's pull out those board games that do we have all the pieces to. And as this weather is getting warmer, thankfully, we are spending more time outside, spending time with our kids, as adults, perhaps getting on that bike that you haven't been on in a really long period of time, and also just doing those spring cleanups. So whether it's the yard work or looking at the condition of the trampoline in the backyard or the swing set, kind of seeing what really needs to be thrown out and what changes we need to make. And also, too, for some families, some of your listeners, you know, grandmom and grandpa always have lived with them, or perhaps mom and dad have brought them in, you know, during this time. So for families that have seniors in the house, maybe there's some changes that have gone about that we're just not used to. So that kind of brings it all into play so that we can kind of refocus and take a look and see, hey, what's happening around our house? What changes can we do to make sure that our home is safe for young children, for seniors, really for everyone that's living in your home?
And of course, you might be working remotely, but the Consumer Product Safety Commission is still on the job, and we're still supposed to be reporting incidents. We're still supposed to be looking to you for information about recalls and safety concerns. It's business as usual for you, right?
100%. We actually, a portion of our workforce, we're already telecommuters. So to be honest, the idea of working from home is sort of the norm for many of us who work for the agency. But it also drives home, as you mentioned, the idea that consumers can know, can realize that business does go on. We are continuing to do recalls. We conduct business with firms to discuss issues, hazards that they're reporting to us, in addition to still conducting investigations, reaching out to fire officials, to state police, and also to our partners out there, our state and local Department of Health. Of course, they have their hands tied with other health issues that are out there, but there are still problems that can occur. And as I said, we still are conducting press releases where we're identifying recalls and pointing out safety hazards that, you know, lets the consumer know that this idea of safety for ourselves, our kids, the products that we use in and around our house, we are still conducting and looking for those hazards. And absolutely, we are interested in hearing from your listeners. Should they have a problem with a particular product, an accident may have occurred. It didn't require medical attention. Perhaps there was, you know, something burned. There wasn't a fire large enough that you had to call the fire department, but something doesn't seem quite right. Or, you know, maybe we are introducing to someone who's listening to this broadcast the idea of who the Consumer Product Safety Commission is. Maybe they aren't quite aware of the business that we do. We're a federal regulatory agency. We regulate consumer products. Actually, it's about 15,000 different types of products, and we do anywhere from 250 to 450 recalls every year. So we could be in the news almost every single day. I am absolutely amazed at the numbers every time I say that because of the size of our workforce and the work that we do 365 days a year in terms of reporting incidences, following up on accidents, injuries, deaths, and looking out for consumers really in all capacities. That also goes for shopping on the internet. We actually have personnel that are monitoring websites, selling sites, to know that manufacturers aren't attempting to resell perhaps a recalled product or for the products that are coming into our ports. We have CPSC employees who are stationed at the ports reviewing items, products, to see that what's coming in is abiding by the federal regulations, depending upon the type of product, whether it's a chemical compound, whether it is warning labels on there. If we find a problem with something, we're immediately able to put a stop and a hold on it and begin our investigative process. We're reaching out to the firm, to the manufacturer, to advise them that we have looked at the shipment and we have found a problem. So know that for your listeners, everyone that is there out there, know that if even just one incident, if they've had an issue with something and they, I mean, we all tend to think sometimes, well, I'm only one person, how could I possibly make a difference? There has been history in the past where one report has been issued to the CPSC, we've been contacted, we've followed up, and there has been a recall associated with it. I can't guarantee you that will happen every time, but know that we are available 7 days a week through our toll-free hotline number. It's 1-800-638-2772. Of course, if you happen to get someone answering the phone, you can always leave a message and we will give you a call back. As everyone is capable, I think today, between our phones and our computers, our website. If you don't know about it, take a few minutes to sit down, go over it. Every recall that the agency has ever done since the 1970s is on that website. And it is www.cpsc.gov.
And it's important now because, you know, yes, the thrifts are closed. The garage sales are just not happening right now. But we're going up into the attic and we're finding stuff that we haven't seen in decades. Or as people clean out their attics, we're doing curb shopping. I've picked up an item on the curb before. Or we're buying stuff online or through neighborhood swaps. And all of that merchandise that we're passing back and forth, some of it could be a recalled item.
Sure. And when you do, you know, say you get that from a family member, or as you said, you know, pick it up curbside, or you see it on a marketplace website, you can then take the product, sit down, look up the information. So what you're looking for is a manufacturer, a model number, a serial number. What we caution is that if you ever either are given or attempt to purchase a secondhand product, always make sure that there is some identification on there first. If you do not see anything, nothing is visible, you cannot find a manufacturer, you can't find a model number, then we recommend that you do not purchase it. You do not, you know, use it, because if there is ever a problem associated with that product, there is no way that we would be able to follow up because there's no identifying information. So no way for us to reach out to a particular manufacturer that to advise them that there's been a problem, a hazard, an incident that has occurred with their product.
And the great thing is, of course, if we look at your website and we identify the item, we look it up on your website, if there was a recall, it's still up there, even if it was a 25-year-old pancake griddle or whatever. And if there was ever a recall, it still lists the remedy or whether to toss the darn thing.
Exactly. It is very easy to read, very user-friendly, the website itself. It really breaks it down, provides an opportunity for the consumer to sit down, they have a product in their hand, or they have a concern in reference to, you know, something that they were given. You know, we often talk about families that are having babies for the first time, and children's products can be very expensive. And you always have, you know, grandparents who perhaps save that crib for their future grandchild, and here's the first opportunity that they can to use it. However, the crib is 35 years old, There may be some hazards associated with the crib. So what do I need to do? What should I look for? Because it's been a really long time since grandma has had an infant in the house. So she may not necessarily be up to date. And of course, we want to put our kids and our grandkids in things or use things with them that will not harm them. So as you mentioned, you can go to CPSC's website, say, for instance, we'll talk about, use the crib as the example, and find out that it was XYZ manufacturer. Look, you can look up, you know, either through straight through cribs or do a search in reference to a particular manufacturer and review to determine, was there a recall associated with this crib? What is the remedy? There's an 800 number. Okay, let's call the number. And a retrofit kit is sent to your home in a, you know, matter of time so that you can then use that particular product with your child or your grandchild.
You're accustomed to working from a home office, and many people are, but this is the first time for a lot of people that they are actually going in, logging in, and actually working from their home. And they're doing that with kids in the house, kids that are not in daycare or school. So they're not quite paying attention because they're working from home and kids are running in the house. Kids, pets, you've got a lot of tips for keeping the house safe for everybody, but kids in particular, who maybe are unsupervised during the day and you're just not accustomed to working with kids around you.
Right. So a couple of thoughts to keep in mind. You, of course, probably are, if you're a working adult, have younger children, you're multitasking. So you're trying to determine how much, what can I get, sit down for a little while before the kids get up in the morning. But then once the day starts rolling, they're either, if they're not doing homework, perhaps they may be outside or they may be in the family room. But there are different points in the house that you may not stop and think about because of, say, various ages of kids. And these could start as young as babies in the house straight through to older children. One area that we have talked about in the past is laundry and cleaning products. First off, we always recommend that you keep any of these type of products in their original packaging. The packaging for these items are designed for what is inside. By that, I mean that sometimes there are certain closures, that prevents, say, a younger child from getting access to it. One item in mind would be the pods that you see for your laundry. This is the type of product that we saw introduced in the last several years. As we began to see where children were getting access to these products and the design of them, they're colorful, they look like candy, they might be something that as a consumer, a parent, grandparent, we're not thinking about the accessibility of where we're putting it and not realize how poisonous that they can be. So we worked with this particular industry to begin to make some changes for the packaging and, of course, advise consumers in terms of where they're putting these containers locked up and away from kids. So if that be the laundry room or a particular cabinet in the kitchen, somewhere that kids can't get access to it while you are sitting down and trying to get some, you know, work done in and around your house. Another area, too, is a campaign that we call Anchor It. Two areas here, one, furniture, and others with larger screen TVs. Now, with furniture, you're talking about items in your child's room. So when you're making the purchase for a dresser set, typically today, if you're buying a children's bedroom furniture, products that also come with it are straps or at least guidance that discusses anchoring the product, the dresser, to the wall in the room. What happens here is that in our kids' room, we have perhaps a dresser that's, you know, like a high boy. It's several drawers, three or four drawers high. On top of it, we might have a TV or other items. And kids have, you know, are interested in getting access to it, want to turn the TV on, want to grab something from up top. And when they can't reach it, they begin to pull out the drawers and they become steps. So as they pull out those drawers and step on them and lean on them, that dresser then comes down and comes forward to them. And often the items that are sitting on top, which could be a TV, of course, also would fall on them. Large screen TVs, Probably just about every household has them, but where do we put them, especially when we have younger kids? We recommend that you anchor them, that you put them, very often you'll see when you make the purchase, right there in the store next to it will be brackets that can be used to securely anchor them to the wall. Typically, this is something that's sitting high up that kids can't get access to. The same thought in mind here, what happens is that we'll buy the large screen TV. We don't stop and think about where it is we're going to put it, or we bring it home. We put it on a particular table that we feel is secure. However, it may not quite fit even the size of the TV in addition to the access kids might have. So even if your kids sometimes are a little bit older, they still can, you know, have an accident in terms of access to the TV. The TV is on. Perhaps, you know, a toy or a ball falls behind it. One of the kids climbs behind the TV as they're trying to get something out, get the toy out, they stand up or something gets pushed, and then the flat screen TV can come forward. So anyone directly in front of it can be harmed. And unfortunately, these incidences can be very harmful for children. So by thinking about and perhaps looking a bit around your home, as we are now and spending a lot of time in the house, these ideas often become reactionary, that we don't think preventively, that either one, I was never aware of it, or two, reacting to perhaps an incident that may be on the news or someone tells you about that, hey, that can be a problem for kids or for having younger kids around their house. And also to magnets. I know that you and I have talked about this several times in terms of magnet sets. And these are typically toys. However, there are products that are out there that are considered what would be almost like an office type of product for, say, someone that had it at their desk, almost like something as a stress exercise. And these are small. These could be as tiny as, say, a chocolate chip. And sometimes they are made up of balls. And these are highly magnetic. They can be high-powered. We recommend that if you happen to have them, be it whether it is the stress item that's for some type of office and is normally kept on a desk, and maybe now it's home, or perhaps with magnet sets, depending upon the age of a child. We tend to focus sometimes with kids and we say, well, with younger kids and they're still putting things into their mouths, but often with older kids, sometimes they'll want to perhaps mimic, say, having a piercing, and they'll want to put one on their tongue, or they'll put one inside their nose. And the problem here is that in addition to the concern that they ingest this, the damage that can be done often intestinally to a child can be very dangerous and very serious. So, you know, we often say, well, with small parts, with kids and toys, et cetera, it always seems to be an issue for, say, that 3 and under. But then you get into certain areas when certain toys, as they get a little bit older, and have things such as these magnet sets that are for an older child, but sometimes are used not in the intention in which they, you know, are originally meant for.
Now, you've got that the Consumer Product Safety Commission has produced lists for different age groups, actually, right? You've got young kids, older kids, but also you've got a checklist available for download for seniors because, yeah, as we're sheltering in place, maybe we do have mom or grandmom or granddad is staying in our home and we're not used to having somebody older in the house.
Yes. And you know what? All these tips in terms of keeping your home safe are good for really any of us of any age, but especially our concern with seniors, you know, as their ability increases for falls or for eyesight issues. These are things that we're not necessarily addressing because as we get older, that's where, you know, these types of medical and health issues and concerns happen. So one, in terms of falls, to be honest, falls are the number one cause of injuries and deaths for seniors in the home. They could be things such as the staircase. Is, you know, grandmom or grandpop on the second floor, or have you set something up on the first floor so that they're avoiding steps? You always should have some type of handrail while they're using the stairs. Maybe they're capable of doing their own laundry and your washer and dryer is downstairs in the basement. But, you know, maybe there is no handrail going down there, so that's something that you might want to install. Keeping the stairs clear and slip resistant, removing items that you could be trip over, such as rugs or type of cords. In the bathroom, grab bars and slip resistant surfaces. If your parent is now living with you and your kids in your house, it may be a time where you need to install some type of item, grab bars, so that you know that they are safe while they're using the bathroom, the shower, so that there's not an accident. Even also step stools that you can, you know, simply install or just place right inside the shower. That, again, would provide that extra level of safety, you know, for your parent while they're, you know, in the bathroom. Medicines, poisons. We talked a little bit about that with the laundry packet, but, you know, for our senior community and the amount of medication sometimes that they may be taking, especially with younger kids around that they see, be it whether it's in a purse, a nightstand, a pill container, everybody really kind of has their own thing, and especially with seniors, you know, to keep track of, you know, what medications are taking when. So there may be, you know, for their own home, they may have those pill containers, but that is, those type of products aren't child resistant. Or, you know, grandchild watches grandmom take medication and she then thinks, hey, that's candy because it looks colorful. So adults really should remember to keep all their medications in child resistant packaging. As maybe a particular medication is filled at the pharmacy. Maybe in the past, they said, I don't have any younger children in my home. I don't need the child-resistant packaging. But now that they are living temporarily with their grandchildren, that is something that, as a parent, you have to stop and think about that, you know, can your kids get access to your parents' medication? You really need to keep the medications in a locked container, out of reach and out of sight of kids. And often, too, as sometimes, you know, we get older, there are memory or confusion issues that, again, go back to labeling and taking medication that might be for an instance for a parent who is then beginning to see their own parent who perhaps is not taking the medication as they or should, you know, or on time or taking more than one dosage. So having these items perhaps put away and helping your parents out of the vision of your kids while they're taking the medication is really important.
I guess we just have to all be considerate of what we do in front of each other at this time.
Yeah, because we're all on top of each other.
Yeah, and it does mean, though, you know, we're doing stuff that we don't normally do. We're digging out that card table that hasn't seen the light of day in 20 years, and suddenly it's your office, and it's going to collapse on you. Or let's dig out that griddle that we haven't used since we got married and plug it in. The cord be darned. Let's just use the stupid thing. Or going outside now that it's warm again. So bicycles and skateboards. And we're not buying new stuff right now. So we're reusing things or passing it around. We've really got to be more vigilant this year than ever before.
Well, sure. And as you mentioned, you know, as the weather is beginning to get much warmer and we are trying to get any time we can at all outside, either our kids are outside doing their various activities or we begin, it is the grass is beginning to grow, chemicals we put on the lawn, the lawnmower equipment, the trimmer, the edger. You know, as adults, we also have concerns while we use these products in addition to, you know, having the perhaps the addition of kids that maybe weren't necessarily in the area while we were doing cutting the lawn, putting chemicals down, you know, ride-on mowers. We talk about it every year. If you have a larger piece of land and you have a ride-on mower, not introducing that as being, you know, an amusement ride to a child because it can be dangerous. They're dangerous for adults if they don't use them properly. So these are items and ideas that we talk about each year as this weather begins to get a little bit warmer, but we're now really focusing in on the fact that everybody is home and you're still conducting these daily routine chores that we normally have, but now we're really focused in on the family, the kids being in around the house at the same time while all this is going on. And really, it's multiple balls in the air and multiple activities happening. But in the end, ultimately, we want to have fun, be safe, and not harm ourselves or have an accident, because we're really trying to focus in on sort of staying at home, staying away from other people and gatherings. And you don't want to, if you don't need to, have to take that step to see outside medical care because you have had some type of injury in your home.
You have tip sheets on what kind of topics and what would we find when we go to, and I haven't mentioned this in a while, CPSC.gov. That's Consumer Product Safety Commission, CPSC.gov. What do we find there that will help us stay out of the emergency room before
this
is all
over? So right
there,
right on the front page, you go right to that website. We break it down. We specifically talk about home safe with younger children, home safe with older children, as we mentioned, of course, home safe with seniors, and then, of course, home safe for everyone, where we really kind of talk about generally fire safety, carbon monoxide, pools. I mean, we're going to be a time now where maybe that backyard pool is going to be open a little bit earlier than it normally, because the kids are here, the weather's getting warmer, and we want something further, you know, another activity to do with our family. So these are all good ideas, because it really focuses in on things in and around our house and activities that, as I mentioned, sometimes we're not so much dealing with because our kids are out. Everybody's kind of doing their own thing. But as we have various items in our house, we didn't even talk about the idea of liquid nicotine. And really, even small amounts of that can be extremely hazardous to children. That's something that maybe you used and didn't stop and think about where it is that you stored it away. Or other items that we've talked about in the past, such as hoverboards, they continue to be sold. Sometimes there have been additional recalls associated with that product. But again, if I cannot emphasize it enough, if you have not had an opportunity to take a look at CPSC's website, spend some time, www.cpsc.gov, toll-free hotline 1-800-638-2772. Please reach out to us if you have a concern about something. If you have a question in reference to a particular product you have, maybe you are not the type of person that when you buy that product, you fill out that registration card. Today's the day that that might be good. That might be some time that maybe there's a new family member, a baby was born last month. And think about all the items that, you know, you have in and around your house that you got for that baby shower or various baby items, and not realize that if you fill out that registration card, the manufacturer now has your connection so that if there ever is a recall, they will notify you personally. So think about what we talked about at the beginning of the show, 250 to 450 recalls every year. That's a lot of recalls in the last 40-some years. And it can be very overwhelming, but really for any consumer product from this point on, if you haven't done it, take the time that when you do make this purchase and that shipment does come tomorrow because you made, you know, a purchase online, that you fill out the registration card so that you then have the connection between you and the manufacturer in case there is ever a recall.
And of course, you can find out more information about it at cpsc.gov. Plus, you can download their tip sheets and information about how to stay safe, not just now, but everything that you've heard today and everything you're going to find there. It will apply to next summer, the summer after that, and for on and on and on. It's all there at cpsc.gov. .gov. And here, Marianne, I say thank you. Thanks.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
It was so great to talk. Really, really appreciate the opportunity for you, your listeners, to get some information about CPSC. Now might be the time. We got a lot of time on our hands sometimes, and it might be the time for somebody to get acquainted to the Consumer Product Safety Commission and see what information we can help you with to make sure that your family is safe in their home.
My guest today, product safety investigator Marianne McGurty-Sieber. Marianne, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
And she, of course, is with the Consumer Product Safety Commission, cpsc.gov. I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Philadelphia Focus.